This is the longest-running bird survey in any national forest. Volunteer bird watchers are asked to sit in the woods and record each bird they see. The birders will have to get up very early. Birds are most active in the forest between 3 and 9 o'clock in the morning. Still, each year, about 100 people come for the count. An ecologist with the National Forest Service says the survey helps shape the forest's habitats. Mike Pazinski says the numbers indicate what effect logging or trail development have had on birds. The Forest Service also depends on the survey when figuring out what kind of trees to plant.
Maybe plant more oak trees, to improve habitat for subspecies such as, say, scarlet tanagers, or jack pine for some of the warbler species. By maintaining mature hardwood forests, we're providing excellent habitat for a lot of the neotropical migratory birds.
Pazinski says there are about 20 different species of warblers in the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest. Some of them migrate between northern Wisconsin and South America. The survey is organized by UW Green Bay and the Northeastern Wisconsin Audubon Society. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.